From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail and fined him $350 for organizing what authorities say was an illegal mass protest in Moscow on Sunday. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration was illegal. Navalny responded to the charges this way, saying, "People demand political representation, and I strive to be the political representative for these people, and that is why I have the right to run for office." A Kremlin spokesman on Monday called the protesters provocateurs looking to incite violence and accused organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend but citing no evidence. A spokesman for the chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, David Nunes, said Monday that he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. Previously, Nunes would not say where he met his source and has still not revealed the identity. Sean Spicer is White House spokesperson.
"I'm not going to get into who he met with or why he met with them. I think that's something that he has been very, very clear, and I'll let him answer. This is a he is the one who has discussed what he is reviewing, and so I will leave it up to him and not try to get in the middle of that."
When asked if the meeting creates a perception problem between Nunes and the White House, Spicer said Nunes was doing his job to investigate allegations of surveillance and was being upfront with reporters about his activities. For more news, tune in to voanews.com. This is VOA News.